Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joined us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Yancey, let's start with where we left off last week, because more dropouts have occurred. I'm referring to Republicans in New York. Betty Little, we heard from the North Country, will not run for re-election. And then over the weekend, Buffalo Republican Ranzenhofer is going to not run again as well. So we've been hearing about this flight of Republicans and what this means for the Republican Party in New York.
Yeah, that's right. In the space of 7 days, there were three veteran Republicans whose chances appear to be good for re-election have decided to retire rather than take their chances in 2020. And that adds on to a couple of more who before, such as Bob Antonacci in Syracuse, who has successfully won a judgeship. There's a couple of Republicans in Buffalo who want to run for an open congressional seat. And there's talk that there might even be more veterans who decide not to run. I think there's a combination of a couple of things. One is perhaps some frustration at being in the minority in the state Senate after being in the majority for so many years. That means you don't lead a committee. You don't really have much say in the legislative agenda. And you certainly don't have much power over the flow of legislative pork. Plus, there's also a view that 2020 will be much like 2018 when it comes to state legislative elections, and that'll be a big year for the Democrats with likely more gains.
This Saturday, the so-called Green Light Law takes effect. Remind listeners what that law is and what this means.
This would allow people who are in the country illegally to apply for driver's licenses. It would restore a policy that the state had prior to the September 11th attacks. And it's going to start on this Saturday, where some estimated 80,000 people would be eligible to apply for driver's license, despite the fact that there are still two lawsuits pending by county clerks trying to block the law. And this despite the Trump administration just recently, just days ago, weighing in and calling the law legally suspect. So now the question is going to be, once the period opens, is there going to be a rush of people who apply to get a driver's license because they've been itching to do this for years? Or is there going to be a chilling effect because people are going to be leery of the information eventually becoming available to federal immigration officials, despite promises from New York that that won't happen?
Yancey Roy. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more on this and other stories at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thanks, Dave.